Good morning, it's a lovely morning out there today. Good to see the blue skies and the sunshine, and it's not too cold either. Today being the 20th of October, which it is today, is World Osteoporosis Day. And do you know what? A lot of people really don't understand what osteoporosis is, but 50% of 18 to 25 year olds are unaware of risk factors for osteoporosis as well, with 21% following a dairy-free diet when it comes to osteoporosis. Let's go to our resident expert and Galway consultant and Professor John Carey joins me on the line. And he joins me from the lobby of University Hospital Galway because today they have a stand there for the day, started at 8 o'clock this morning, educating people about osteoporosis. He joins me on the line. Professor Carey, good morning to you.
And good morning to all your listeners.
Thanks for joining us today. Osteoporosis, do we know what causes osteoporosis and what are the symptoms people should look out for?
Super, Keith. Well, thanks a million. Well, so we know in general the main cause of osteoporosis is genetic. About 70% of bone strength is predetermined before we're born. And about 30% then is related to things like lifestyle choices people make, whether they smoke or not, whether they have a healthy diet or not, and various diseases and patients get are medications they may take throughout their life. And most people will have reached their peak bone mass by the age of 20-25. So while healthy diet and everything can help after that age, it's very important that people have a very healthy diet growing up. So there really should be education in schools every day for kids in school, because by the time you've reached the age of 20-25, your bones aren't going to get any stronger.
But some of the research that I was looking at last night, Professor Carey, and I read out the headline there, 50% of Irish 18 to 25 year olds are unaware of the risk factors.
That would be true. And I would say most of our patients who actually have osteoporosis are also unaware of the risk factors. So we see this all the time. We know we have the national statistics in Ireland and we know less than 20% of people over the age of 50 who are admitted to an Irish hospital with a broken bone from osteoporosis are diagnosed with osteoporosis before they leave the hospital.
Wow.
So unfortunately, that's a terrible statistic, because if the patients don't have the right diagnosis, they're not going to get the right treatment. They're not going to get the right education and they're not going to ask the right questions. But even this morning, we've had several people who've come by the stand this morning here in the lobby and they said, no, they don't have osteoporosis. They have osteopenia and they've broken bones. But once you've broken bones, you have osteoporosis. There's no such thing as osteopenia on a DEXA scan.
I'm fascinated by your opening statement where you say 70% of our bone density is predetermined before we're born. And then the other 30% we're actually in control of and it's lifestyle.
That's right, exactly. And I suppose, like any good football coach would say, our hurling coach today, would be, we need to control the controllables. So there is a lot people can do for their bones. Even if they're in their 40s or 50s, now it's too late. Now it's never too late to get started. And it's very important that people get regular exercise, not too much, not too little. They eat a healthy diet, a balanced diet. It doesn't have to be full of dairy, although dairy is very high in calcium. But there are many good alternatives. There's fish, there's broccoli, there's lots of other things out there. There's dairy-free milks, dairy-free yogurts and dairy-free cheeses today that are widely available that wouldn't have been available 20, 30 years ago. So there are a lot of options for people. Stopping smoking, some medications people take possibly could be changed to something else that's safer. I would like to just throw out, Keith, a big problem we see is that's never really discussed is overdiagnosis and overtreatment. We're seeing huge numbers of young, otherwise healthy people with tans coming in, taking extra calcium and vitamin D. And all the evidence is very clear. You increase the risk of fracture if you take too much calcium and vitamin D. So young, healthy, postmenopausal women or premenopausal women and young men shouldn't be taking extra calcium and vitamin D. It doesn't have extra benefit. It actually increases the risk of fracture. And that isn't talked about enough too. So calcium and vitamin D supplements are for people who can't eat enough healthy food or have low calcium diets or don't get out in the sunshine and don't have enough vitamin D. But it's not for healthy people.
But then on the other side, I mean, we've often spoken to people here on this program and they'd say, if you're feeling a little bit down, you know, go on vitamin D or otherwise. But you're saying then they could be overcompensating and actually creating a problem with osteoporosis for themselves unless it's done in a controlled manner.
Absolutely. And that's why we measure vitamin D levels and we measure a calcium intake. because if you take a more scientific approach, we find at least 50% of the people who come to see us are taking calcium and vitamin D. It's not a treatment for osteoporosis, that's a myth. It's a treatment for rickets or osteomalacia. And we see about 50% of people shouldn't have been on it in the first place, so they're probably increasing their risk, and they're definitely not decreasing the risk, and they shouldn't be taking it. People should be spending their money wisely, and they should be taking something that's probably going to work, not something that's probably not going to work. And when you asked about the symptoms of osteoporosis, just real quick, there generally aren't any symptoms until you break a bone. And just so everybody knows, like, osteoporosis is the disease, DEXA is the test, skeletal failure is the consequence of having weak bones. The bones break easily, and the broken bones are the clinical events. But those four simple terms are what people really need to understand. There's a lot of confusion out there and misinformation. But if we can keep it simple and people understand, if you break bones easily, you have the disease. The DEXA test is no longer for diagnosis. It's for monitoring your treatment.
And are DEXAs, fairly easy to get at this stage, or is there a long waiting list? All we hear about in medicine at this stage is waiting lists for outpatients and otherwise. But can a DEXA scan to determine whether one has or has not be done fairly easily?
Exactly. So DEXA is a test that, in general, is reasonably easy to get. There is an excellent centre in Spittal and Galway Primary Care. There's DEXAs in the Bonds, the Galway Clinic, and with ourselves in Merlin Park. There are long delays still for people who are probably low risk for osteoporosis, who probably don't have it, but for one reason or another, their doctor believes they need a DEXA test. But for people who need to get a DEXA done in a hurry, and I was one of these people who's always complaining that there's a huge waiting list, but for urgent DEXAs now, we can get a DEXA done in a matter of weeks, and we have two excellent people, Rebecca and Kelly, doing our DEXAs in Merlin Park, and they provide an excellent service. What we're doing in the lobby today, if people want to come by the lobby in UCHG, we have an excellent research group from the School of Computer Science, the School of Engineering, Dr. Mary Dempsey and Dr. Tracta Brennan. And we have a couple of researchers doing from France and from Pakistan. We have our nurse experts, myself and Dr. Usman, other consultants with Catherine and Fiona here, our clinical nurse specialists. But we actually have developed a tool with 10,000 patients' information to help people with four simple questions decide whether they're probably have osteoporosis or probably don't. And the idea behind the tool is we'll reduce the number of unnecessary DEXA scans for people who probably don't have it, and we'll increase the number of people who should be getting a DEXA scan in a timely manner so they can prevent fractures before they occur.
Okay, well, park responsibly if you can get parking in the hospital today. But if they're what time are you there? You're there since 8 o'clock until what time?
We're here since 8 o'clock, so there's a big crowd here. I have a clinic in Merlin Park, actually, an osteoporosis clinic this afternoon. But I'll be here till about lunchtime, and the nurses will be here till late afternoon.
Okay, and four simple questions can help identify whether they should go for DEXA or not.
Absolutely, yeah. And in a year's time, we'll do the same thing to tell you if you have cardiovascular disease or not. And so in less than 60 seconds, people will know if they're high risk, low risk, or somewhere in the middle.
Wow. I'm not going to get you to do it on air, because otherwise we could be frightening the life out of people and they'll self-diagnose again. If you don't mind, Professor Carey, we leave it to you. But if you want to get to the hospital, University Hospital Galway, there, USG, or whatever it's called at this stage, you can pop in, just park responsibly. The team are in reception, as you can tell, and they're there right through until this afternoon. He's there until lunchtime. Professor John Carey, thank you so much for joining us today, and keep up the good work that you do on an ongoing basis. And well done to Rebecca and Kelly in the Scan Centre in Merlin Park as well, the DEXA Scan Centre, because they're the ones that are getting through the people as quickly as possible. It's quite fascinating. Do you know the reason I didn't ask him the four questions? Because I'd be self-diagnosed myself as well.